from the studio here. We'll introduce you to our guests in just a minute, but we have yet another guest on the phone.
Yes, indeed we do. We have A.O. Oppenheimer, who is the founder and editor of the website Jewrotica. A.O., welcome to the show. This is the Sunday Simcha here on WMNF.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to chat with you, and I'm calling in from Jerusalem this evening. So hello from Israel.
Yes, we have an incredibly good connection here. You were supposed to be a little bit more local at this time, so you ended up staying in Israel longer than you planned, yes?
Yes, and I would have loved to be right there in the studio with you and would love to visit Tampa at some point, but I don't know, I just didn't want to leave Israel, so I extended my ticket a few more weeks, and I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I can imagine it's tough to leave Israel when you're over there. So you have a website that's called Jewrotica.
Let me interject here and say that we have about a dozen teenagers in the studio today.
Well, we have a listening audience, obviously, also who has younger folks. So I'm sure we're going to be real careful about that, aren't we, A.O.?
We are going to be so careful, and I'll take this opportunity to mention that Jewrotica.org has a filter system, so you can filter our content by PG, PG-13, R, or there's more risque content as well, but there's a filter system to be sensitive to our audience, and there are a handful of educational and reflective pieces, as well as no nudity and no pornography on the website, so it's fairly teen-friendly.
All right, that's very good to know. So so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to start this website.
Sure. So my name is A.O. I grew up on the East Coast in New Jersey in a very observant, very passionate and practicing Jewish family. And growing up in my Jewish community, I noticed that there was a fundamental lack of sex education and conversation about sexuality as informed by Jewish values. And so as a university student at Johns Hopkins, I studied Jewish studies, I studied human sexuality, and after a brief stint in the world of management consulting, I decided that I was going to dedicate the rest of my 20s to projects that I was very passionate about, and so began informally holding workshops and educating on sexuality and Judaism. And this past summer, I thought, local is great, but it's time to bring this to the rest of the Jewish world. And I launched Jewrotica.org, which is a hub and an online community for Jewish sexual expression and really for the exploration of anything that speaks to the intersection of romance, relationship, sex, sexuality, and gender as it relates to our Jewish tradition and culture and values.
Well, that is certainly not your typical erotica website, obviously. Now, you're listed on the website as the founder, editor-in-chief, and Lady of Mischief. What's that all about?
Well, I think with any real movement, and Jewrotica is much more than a website. Really, it is a movement. You need to stir things up, and you need to shake things up. And so a little mischief is important, and I've always been a little bit of a troublemaker. And I think one of the unique things about even what Jewrotica.org is offering on our website right now, which is free and open to all, is that we offer a combination of sexual education and reflective essays and advice columns. And we even have Jewish text study and a weekly commentary on the Torah portion on the parasha called Double Mitzvah, as it relates to relationships and sexuality. But at the same time, we have Jewishly themed erotica and erotic poetry and confessions and raunchy stories. And it's the marriage of the two, of the edgy and the mischief with the Torah and the tradition that makes Jewrotica so unique and so important. And so that's what a little bit of the mischief is about. And I think just on an ideological level, it's not enough for the Jewish community to say that we're sex positive, to say that we don't believe in original sin and sexuality should be a good thing. We need to walk the walk, and we need to show it. And the way that Jewrotica shows it is not only by having educational and theological articles, but also by having the stories and the content right there for people to access.
So now, how long has this website been up?
So I've been working on the website actively since the start of the summer of 2012, but we launched to the public in October. And since the launch, the response has been overwhelming. We've had, as many as 40,000 views on a single day and reviews in Haaretz, Jezebel, Heap, Times of Israel. Even Freakonomics gave us a shout-out. So the movement is catching on like wildfire.
And what about, have you gotten any negative response?
Yes. Jeronica definitely, even just the name Jeronica and our tagline, Get Jewish, Get Sexy, Jeronica, it stirs up a little bit of controversy. So particularly among the more traditional elements of the Jewish community, there's been critique put forward of why do we need our sexuality to be so out there? And the response that I share is, I'm not advocating MTV and mass, public consumeristic sex. That's not what Jeronica is about. But a lot of times our Jewish community takes the value of tzniut, of modesty, to extremes where we don't talk about sex and we don't educate about sex. And if you don't have conversations and you don't have education, then that is what leads to ignorance and shame and embarrassment of sexuality. And that's why it's so important that Jeronica.org exists as a platform for this conversation for people of any age and any background, Jewish or not.
So there's, there's probably all, there's, it seems like it's very educational as well as, erotic, but there's probably a lot of names you could have come up with that might have been a little bit different and been more along the educational theme. So why exactly did you choose Jeronica?
Sure. So, like I said, Jeronica.org is intended to appeal to a wide audience of different ages and different backgrounds. But one of the segments that was important for me to reach was college-age folks and young adults and people that are perhaps just starting to enter the world of sexuality, and also perhaps people that are not as connected to Judaism. And when you hear something like Jeronica, it's intriguing and it's enticing and it induces this, wait, what did you just say? Did I hear you correctly? Reaction. And it's that sort of curiosity that I wanted to bring to the project. And so I guess for me, there are two main motivations behind the name. One is to use Jeronica as a platform for Jewish outreach, ironically, as this edgy, innovative way to bring people into the conversation that would normally be turned off by a Jewish website or a Jewish program. And then the other thing is what I would call the cool factor. It wouldn't necessarily be so exciting to bring a Jewish education as it relates to sexuality workshop to your community or Hadassah Women's Group, JCC, or campus. But by building this Jeronica brand and making it young and fresh and exciting, we deliver the same content, but in a relatable and a fun way.
Well, we're speaking with A.O. Oppenheimer. She is the creator of Jeronica, a website about erotica and Judaism. And I love your theme line there, Get Jewish, Get Sexy. But I also see there's a tab for workshops on the website. So how does that work?
Yeah, we're really excited. I realized that it wasn't enough just to start an online community and an online conversation. And so starting this spring, Jeronica will be offering events and workshops all around North America. We have four different types of workshops that we've developed. Is Judaism still relevant? That's in the 21st century. And then there's Sex in the Jewish Tradition, which is an exploration of stories, really unusual stories in the Torah and in the Talmud as it relates to Judaism and sexuality. There's also Kiddushim Tihiyu, the Sanctified, the Holy Sex Ed 101 Jewish style for a younger audience. And then we have edgier evening programs like an evening of Jeronica, which, similar to slam poetry events, features live Jeronica readings of published works, of yet to be published submissions where you get together for a social, recreational evening with, you know, kind of live, more erotic readings with cards passed throughout the audience for participants to anonymously submit their confessions and have them read throughout the evening. And so right now we are scheduled to launch these workshops in March 2013. We've already been invited to Yale University for the kickoff to Sex Week at Yale, and we'll be at the Julicious Festival on the West Coast, which is very, very exciting in Southern California. And we are just about to, this is actually the first time that I'm mentioning these workshops and our specific offerings. So we would love to bring Gerotica to Florida if your listeners are interested.
You see, here's the Jew in me kicking in, thinking, boy, how do you make a fundraiser out of this?
So that's an excellent point. We'll actually, in the coming weeks, we will be launching an Indiegogo campaign for Gerotica.org to fundraise for the site. We have a team of 8 or 9 people that are volunteering their time with graphic design and editing and Judaic outreach. And I've been working on Gerotica.org for over 7 months, kind of in a full-time capacity. So in the coming months, we'll ask readers, we'll say, you know, this program, these contents, this literature is offered to you for free.
Yeah, but unfortunately, by the way, I don't want to interrupt you, but I'm going to interrupt you. We got to make sure that on this particular radio station that we can't mention any type of fundraisers.
Ah, okay.
Sorry, we should have talked about that beforehand. Sorry.
Yeah, Kevin, well, you kind of brought it up, but yeah, so.
Yeah, it was my fault. I'm thinking of, you know, boy, how could a congregation bring this Gerotica thing in and make use a workshop to raise funds?
Yeah.
Sure. But I mean, that's a great opportunity as well. And anybody who wants to reach out, the contact information for me and the other team members are on Gerotica.org. So I'm happy to brainstorm one-on-one with congregations about that possibility.
Awesome. There you go.
Well, A.O., we want to thank you very much for coming on the show today and calling us all the way from Israel. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and we expect to find you here in Florida sometime soon. And we hope to maybe get you in the studio live and talk about this some more. But it seems like a very interesting concept, and we wish you the best with it. And enjoy the rest of your stay in Israel.
Thank you. And I encourage listeners to visit Gerotica.org, like us on Facebook. And if you have Gerotic stories that you want to share, we would love to publish your work. So thank you both. And I look forward to bringing Gerotica to Florida soon.
All right. Once again, that's Gerotica.org. A.O., thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And yeah, just click on the forum.
Click. Oh.
Let's go there.
No,
anyways,
not.
let's get back to some music real quick. This is Sam Glazer here on the Sunday Simcha.